You want to pass that tomato salad around?
So,
have some yourself, no?
Joe and I used to play with these, with this gunpowder all the time. So, Barbie insists that I rode my bicycle down and purchased these 303 Enfield.
You said you did.
Yeah, I probably did. If I said I did, I probably did.
I mean, that's how you did.
That's how we got them. Because Dad wouldn't want ammunition.
Because he didn't have time at the time. He was working overtime.
Yeah.
And I was in school and working overtime, too.
I was a turnkey kid. I was in high school. And
right. And I, would go off and do what I did, thinking that this kid was,
Was you at Scripps?
No. That was when I was still in high school, I think.
Oh, really?
When you were 14?
Oh, maybe so, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I
was in my final years there, and I was busy, and I just never occurred to me that, I didn't realize you're supposed to sort of look after kids that age.
Well, I remember buying a mail order rifle. I bought a 93 Mauser mail order for $14. And I went down to the post office and got a postal money order, and I mailed this, and it showed up with my name on it.
Driving boy.
Mm-hmm. But I used to go down to the rifle range all the time. I was trying to get finished with the NRA Junior Marksmanship Program. You can work your way up if you shoot enough targets and have to be signed off by the range master. Santa Monica City Parks and Recreation had a rifle range down by Paul Sumi's parents' house on Delaware.
I used to shoot out there.
Mm-hmm. And I would put my Remington 513T Target Master over my shoulder, and I'd jump on my three-speed Schwinn, and I'd pedal my bicycle down Wilshire Boulevard with a pocket full of ammunition and this rifle.
I
went down there, and I would shoot. And I got all the way up to the second to the top. I got to distinguished rifleman, but not an expert, or the other way around. I forget how it worked. Because once you turn 18, you're not eligible for that anymore. And I went up to college, and I wasn't going to have a range master. I was going to be shooting out at Samoa Dunes, beer cans. It wasn't the same as having a nice rifle range. But so we would go get these British 303 Enfield rounds left over from World War I, I guess. And we'd pull, Joe Teisel and I would pull the bullets out of them and get the gunpowder out, and that gunpowder was this cordite that was 1¼ inches long pieces of spaghetti looking stuff, rather than this granulated stuff that looks like chocolate sprinkles for ice cream.
It looked like spaghetti.
Yeah, it looked like spaghetti, little 1¼ inches lengths, and they were stacked in there in two tiers, bottom part and top part, and they were really packed in there. You use tweezers to get them started, and then you could finally shake them all out. And these things weren't what we didn't light any fires on the roof with these things. They went off too fast. We'd build these little rockets out of...
I remember, Mike.
There are the
remember that gunpowder you're speaking of.
There were the small soda straws, and then there were the larger soda straws. So we'd make the rockets out of the small soda straws and build launching tubes out of the larger soda straws.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd use the cordite to make fuses, because you could light it and it would go along from one to the next. You just lay them carefully. We'd do this in the backyard and line up half a dozen of these launching tubes with these little rockets dropped down in there like you might do, RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
And then have the length of fuse be different for each one by one piece of cordite. And then light the first one. They all go together, like a manifold. And then they go, and they'd all go off. And we could get those things over the house, and they would land in the front yard. But they weren't burning. Well, no, they were only burning for the first 3 feet.
Okay.
They were ballistic. They didn't burn all the way. So by the time they got over the house and over the roof, they were long since burned out. I don't know what it was that we used to make. We made hot air balloons out of those...
back of the magazines?
No, those things that you get back from the dry cleaners, great big plastic gossamer-looking things. And we'd take kite slats and then put birthday candles on there and get them hot. And one of these things went off and off across Santa Monica, and hung up in some power line someplace and sat up there until the whole thing burned.
Drew some attention, perhaps. Yeah.
But we had more fun with the black powder.
They didn't check your DNA in those days.
Yeah, we did all this stuff with black powder.
Yeah.
Because we had like a pound of DuPont black powder. So DuPont's first product, was black powder. And we would put this black powder into 35mm film canisters and screw the lid on. These are screw-the-lid-on film canisters.
Right.
And then remember these really cheap rot gut, sickeningly sweet wine that had a kind of a chicken wire mesh around the outside for decoration?
Mm-hmm.
That wire was really thin wire.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hook it up to the Lionel train transformer and put some juice through there and it would glow red hot.
Oh, yeah.
So we put some of this wire down into the film canister and then screw the lid on and seal it with wax. And then we would bury these things and build whole cities around them.
So you had mines, basically.
Bombs.
So we built
a dam in Joe's backyard and filled up behind it with a garden hose. So there was a reservoir there. We had a whole city downstream of it, you know. And then we took the Bolex and we set it on 48 frames a second, which is 4x slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
And you could burn through a roll of film, you know, in about 45 seconds that way. But, oh, well, we did it quicker than that. And we would have little cars that we would pull along on monofilament fishing line and into harm's way. And then we'd turn on, and we had a piece of plexiglass in front of the camera so the camera wouldn't get muddy. And we'd turn on the Lionel train transformer, and it would blow up. And we blew up this dam, and it blew muddy water over the back fence onto Mrs. Balbano's laundry. And 30 years later, she's still telling about the laundry that she had to do over.
She knew.
It was. I talked to her about 10 years ago, and she was still talking about that story.
Oh, my God. She didn't complain at the time.
No, I think she complained at the time, but, you know, we were creative boys. The favorite one was we took a baggie and put about a tablespoon of gasoline in it and then blew it up like a balloon the rest of the way and tied it off and then shook it up really well to get it nice and carbureted. And then we would bury this balloon, this gasoline vapor-filled baggie in the dirt and then cover it all with dirt until just like a one-inch diameter window was showing. And we'd run this same chicken wire, fuse wire, across there and then and put gunpowder on there and then run that over to the train transformer. And then we built this whole city and had these little cars. And this one was the best, one of the two best that we ever had. When the car got right in the right place, we turned on the train transformer and it would light the gunpowder that would burn through the baggie and then ignite the gasoline. And this whole thing went up with a huge flame that went up in the air, and then the car, then you'd have a caldera, it would collapse. And the car fell in, and the dirt fell in on top of it, and then the smoke would waft away, and it was just total devastation. It was the greatest movie. I've got that on film someplace. I got to digitize it.
Yes.
And then the other one we had, remember Block City? We had these little white plastic blocks that were kind of the precursor to Legos.
Yes.
Yes, we built this little tower out of this stuff, and we stacked in some gunpowder, and then we threw in some cornstarch and some fertilizer, and it was Joe. I didn't know what this stuff was, but Joe threw all this stuff in there, and we did the whole thing at 64 frames a second. And indeed,
somebody's into a chemistry book.
Really, well, Joe's good at this stuff. And when this thing went off at 64 frames a second, so we had 4x slow motion. Just we played it back frame at a time and looked at each frame, and some of those frames are just great. Big fireball. The whole thing just went up, and blocks would come raining back down. That was so cool. And then we finally set up one of these things. We set one up in the backyard and waited until the ducks came by.
No.
It was just a little pile of powder with the fuse wire and the Lionel train transformer. You'd plug it in and it wouldn't actually blow up the ducks. We told everybody we were blowing up the ducks. It was just, you know, just yet another start in the life of a duck.
Yeah.
But we also did it to poor Susie Teisel, who was coming home from school, and we had one of these things set up by the sidewalk, and Susie would come home from school and blow up.
Oh, hi.
Susie.
So we blew up the ducks, we blew up Susie. Yeah. We're good boys.
But you also blew up
the on-ramp to the Santa Monica Freeway.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, because one time I was, it just happened. I didn't know about most of this stuff, but it just happened that I was out really late and I went to one of these Denny's pie places. And at 4 in the morning, and there was Joe and Mike.
Zookies.
And they said, "Well, we have just so they had set up one of these systems
with
a whole lot of black powder, and they were hoping to get in the newspaper for blowing up the, you know, and
14th Street overpass.
14th Street overpass, and they had done this, and a big bunch of smoke had come up, and they had made their getaway, and they were at this pie place where I landed. So, in order for it to really get in the papers, we hoped. So the next morning, really early, I phoned the Evening Outlook, and I said, "Gee, I was driving over the, along the freeway at 4 a.m, and I saw this black smoke, and I just wondered if anything had been reported. You know, what all that was about." I don't know if we ever got, you know, your thing got in the paper, because I'm probably the only one who's pretended to have seen it. But anyway, I was helpful. This is how I raised my little brother.
That's right.